Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Don't never forget your testimony. Don't ever forget what God's done for you, what He's brought you out of. Never, ever forget one touch that God has given you, of all the prayers that He's answered, and how that He has moved and put peace in your soul and gave you hope when you didn't have hope. Ain't you glad of that? How many can say tonight, I know God's salvation is real. I've tasted of it. It's good. It's sweet to the soul. I tell you, nothing can ever take the place. Nothing can ever compare to God's good salvation. Hallelujah. It'll keep you and it will bless you. Hallelujah to the Lord. Oh, glory. I'd like to talk just a few minutes here on building a good foundation to stand. How many wants a good foundation under you to stand in this evil day? Haven't done all to stand. Stand therefore. Praise God. I want to stand. How many can say Christ Jesus is the rock and that's who that I am standing on? Well, glory. Woo. Hallelujah. If you want to turn your Bibles with me into 2 Timothy 2:19, some of you know exactly where I'm going. 2 Timothy 2:19, and bring us up to this scripture, I'll say this. Paul was writing to Timothy, and he was saying to Timothy, his son in the faith, concerning the evil of his day. Timothy, it's a time of apostasy. It's a time of a falling away. Son, it's a time of false preachers and false teachings. Son, it's people turning their ears away from the truth. Paul warns Timothy of many turning away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That is a drawing people away from God, bringing in the spirit of the world. Timothy, my people are being drawn away from me, away from my holiness. And they're falling from their steadfastness. Son, whatever do you do, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove and rebuke with all long suffering and doctrine. So it brings us up to right here into 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, with what I have told you before this scripture, Paul's saying, regardless of all that's going on, in spite of all of it and how people are living, he said, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You may be seated. Hey, Lord, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. You may say, preacher, what is that seal? It's whenever you're born again, you give your heart to Jesus and you're saved. He puts the sweet Holy Spirit on the inside of your heart, and that is the holy seal. And you say, thank God for the Spirit of God that has sealed me. Hallelujah. And I know that I belong to the Lord. I got that witness down in my heart that Christ came on the inside. I've got this good salvation. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Paul said, son, preach it. Preach it as hard as you can preach it, because there's many have fallen by the wayside, and they're giving heed to seducing spirits in this last day, and they're falling from their own steadfastness. I don't know about you, but I want something to keep me. And how many knows the Spirit of God will keep you if you want to be kept? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! I want to be kept. Hallelujah. I want to walk in His truth.
Yes. Man.
With God's help, I want us to take a real close look at a foundation. In the natural, every house must have a solid foundation under it.
Yes.
If it doesn't, it'll sink.
Amen.
It'll develop cracks in the walls and it'll break apart. in the natural. Nobody in their right mind would get out here and get some concrete blocks and lay them straight on the soft ground and try to build up and build a house on something that is soft and something that is not hard. You know what you do? You call the excavator in there and dig down about 18 inches or maybe 2 foot. You dig all the perimeter where your house is going to be built. Then you'll pour that ditch line. You'll fill it with concrete, solid concrete, a foot and a half, at least a foot and a half thick. And when it gets real hard, then you can bring in the blocks and lay them up. Now up goes the house, and you'll never have to worry in the natural about a house breaking apart. I don't know about you, but I have dug down a long time ago. April the 28th, 1974 is when I gave my heart to Jesus. And I'm telling you, next month will be 50 years and that foundation is still solid. Raise your little hand and praise Him. Amen. The winds have come. The winds have blown. And the floods has beat against. But it's never moved me off of the foundation. Hey, ain't you glad of that? I'm telling you, the devil would like to push you off of it. But he can't do it if you got a made up mind to serve the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Can I tell you, when God builds something, when God builds it, He builds it strong. He builds it to last. How many knows God wants us to be rock solid in our faith?
Yes.
And endure in this hour.
Yes.
If we're going to go all the way with God and make it to heaven, we've got to be rooted and grounded in God and in His love.
Yes.
Rooted in our faith. Jesus said in the last days, the love of many would wax cold, but they that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. In this cold, dark hour, the love for God and the love for one another is waning. The love for truth, hallelujah, can hardly ever be found anymore. The love of God is God, you can't find it anymore. God's got a little remnant of people. Say, Lord, you've been so good to me. Hey, I'm still going to serve you. My faith might be tried as by fire, but I know what you gave me a long time ago. I know what you brought me out of. I know the peace that you put in me, and that's something the devil cannot take out of you. Hey, hold on to it. Hold on to Jesus. Hey, He's a rock of salvation. He'll never let you down. The whole world is a trembling. It's a rocking like a drunken man. It's a staggering. But I'm telling you, God says, my people are safe and secure in me. Hallelujah. The world may crumble and governments fall and leaders hit the dust. But God said, I still stand strong. I'm mighty. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Yes.
How many knows the devil will try you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he will.
Oh, yeah.
He'll use your troubles against you. He'll use your trials against you to weaken your faith. I'm telling you, it's when his voice is the loudest. He whispers to us. Did you know that? That devil's got a voice. There's lying spirits everywhere.
Yep.
Right.
And when we're going through it, we're going through the valley, when we're going through trials and we're afflicted and troubles come, things go wrong, and then the devil whispers. He starts a lying to you.
Right.
Oh, you ain't got nothing.
Yep.
You don't have anything. God don't love you. You ain't nothing but a failure. You're a nobody. You ain't important. Oh, look at you. Others are getting blessed. Others are getting touched. And look at you. He'll use your trials against you. You know why? The very most precious thing that you got is your faith. And once you lose your faith, you are gone. Raise your hand and praise Him. That is what He is after. He's after your faith. He's after your confidence in God. Come on. The devil knows that he can take your trials that you have and pay God bad over it. Did you look up and say, why me, oh Lord? Oh, what have I done? He'll try to make God look bad in your eyes. But God says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord, and I change not. What was it old Job said? He might try me. I might be tried by fire, but the Lord knoweth the way that I take. And when He's tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Hallelujah. Am I going to hold on to my faith? I might not feel the Lord right now. I might be a walking by faith, and I might not be able to be blessed and feel elated. I didn't feel like God's a million miles away, but in those times, it's when I hold on to the Lord when I can't even feel Him. And I'll say, He knows the way that I take. And the Lord knows exactly where I'm at. And He still loves me. Raise your little hand. He still loves me. The foundation of God standeth sure. And the Lord knoweth Him. Hallelujah. Then love Him and trust in Him. The devil knows he can never cause God to turn against you.
Right, amen. Thank you, Lord.
But he knows he might have a chance if he keeps a hitting, keeps a hitting, keeps a throwing, keeps bringing the problems. He knows that he possibly could get you to turn against God.
Right.
You ain't going to change God's mind. Nobody. He's loved me for almost 50 years, and that love is just as sweet. It's just as strong now as it's ever been. Brother Tommy, have you ever failed? I have failed horribly. I have failed, and I skinned both knees and both elbows. I'm talking spiritually. I have failed God many times, but to willingly sin against Him and just not want to serve Him, that's never been in my heart. But I tell you, through my experiences, Brother JT, I've had my faults and my failures. I've had my battles, and I look back on them, and I said, Lord, You was there the whole time, and I'm sorry that I didn't pass those tests like I should have passed. Oh, Lord, I doubted out, God. Yes, I did. I doubted You. Oh, Lord, but You still love me. Can You give Him a praise in the house? God don't fail. God, hallelujah. He's real. He's still true to His word.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sweet Savior.
Come on.
He'll try your steadfastness. He'll try to talk you out of your convictions.
Yes.
He'll try to tell you you don't have to live in that strict.
Right.
You don't have to live it let old holiness sway. He'll try his best to get you to let up and to compromise and go with the flow of this world.
Come on.
I don't know how many different denominations that we have in the world, but there's many, many denominations. There's many doctrines that's being preached. There's many different kinds of churches. I thank God I was raised in a United Baptist church where the men sat on one side and the women on the other. Oh, Lord. In a church where the minister had golden fingers and a golden thumb. God, where they smoked those old camels and those lucky strikes. I was raised in a church like that, but God got a hold of my heart, because I tell you, nothing's wrong with God's word. You could take a hypocrite and a drunk, and he could get up and quote a bunch of scriptures. God will not honor him. He's a hypocrite and he's a sinner. God don't honor flesh, but I tell you what God does honor is the word of the living God. And I heard Sister Ruthie enough when I was a little boy coming up that Jesus hung on the cross and he shed his blood and he died for a world of sinners. He died so I could live. I heard about heaven the gate and a hell the shout, and through the preached word of the living God, the Lord brought conviction to my heart. I saw my lost condition. I'm telling you, this thing works. Brother Rod, it works. The word of the living God. Hey, Lord, it still saves. It still heals. It still delivers. It still blesses. It still lifts up. There ain't nothing short in God's holy word. It's just as holy and real right now as it's ever been. I give him a wave in the house. There ain't nothing, hallelujah, slack in God. He's a mighty God, and he'll honor faith. Don't let the devil take away your faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Come on. My Jesus.
Come on.
Well,
come on.
If you ever have tasted and ever felt the good, sweet, true Holy Ghost of God, you'll never be the same.
Right.
Brother Charles, will you? You'll never want to settle for anything less. This good holy way will feed you, and it will keep you, and it will thrill you, and it'll put joy down in your soul. Hallelujah. Oh, precious God. It'll keep you free, and it'll keep you clean, and it'll keep you sanctified. I'm glad the Lord brought me out. A long time ago, he brought me out of drugs, out of alcohol, out of rock music, and out of the bars. Hey, Lord. And he brought me in to the fold of God. I'm in the sheepfold now. Hallelujah. I'm part of the family of God. I've been called out, and I'm his child. Raise your hand and praise him. Hey, Lord. I tell you, you can feel it. I bow down about the fifth rib. There's something on the inside that I know is real. It's real. It'll bless you. It'll bless you. It'll keep you. It'll thrill you. There's hope in this.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus. When the enemy comes a knocking, that old stinking, rotten, defeated, no good for nothing devil, when he comes a knocking, you can say, listen, I ain't for sale.
Amen.
God opened my eyes, devil, a long time ago. When he saved my soul, he baptized me in the sweet Holy Ghost. I'm here to declare unto you right tonight, there's no true, real, genuine power and no real victory over this world outside of God's divine holiness. Holiness will keep you, and without the love of God and without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. There's power in holiness tonight. Raise your hand and praise him. I'm glad that he opened my eyes a long time ago. I got saved. I was raised in a United Baptist Church. And I went to a Free Will Baptist Church where they did believe in music. The church I came out of, they sung all a cappella. Dear Lord. And I went into that church that night, and that quartet got up to sing Ronnie Henson's song, The Lighthouse. There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks the sea. And I tell you, the piano was a playing and the guitars was a playing. I sat back toward about middle ways back. I looked up at that altar, and it seemed like I saw Jesus standing there looking at me with nail prints in his hands. He said, if you'll come to me tonight and give me your life, I'll give you the peace and the joy you're looking for. Here I came, long hair, a drug addict, a no good and unfit, a cast out, dirty, filthy, corrupt. I fell on my knees and he accepted me. That's the reason Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I came to him broken. I came to him miserable. I came walking in darkness. I came a carrying the chains. I was in bondage. Hey Lord, the drugs and the alcohol flowing through my veins. I fell on my knees. I said, God, I don't even know how to pray. I said, but if you will help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. And can I tell you, from the glory world, a hand reached further down than I could ever reach up. A nail-scarred hand. And it reached right down in my heart. And it reached right down in my soul. And he washed the sins away. And I took the royal, the crimson stream of blood. And he washed them all away. He cleansed my veins. He purified my blood. And salvation came in. Raise that little hand and praise him. You ask me why I'm happy, I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary. That's why I rejoice, because I'm a child of God. Raise your hand and love him.
Praise
the
Lord.
Lord, I wish that was back about 20.
Brother Gordon, you want to trade me?
Hallelujah.
Come on.
I'm here to declare to you, God's got victory.
Come on.
He's proved it to me. I'm telling you, this holy foundation, if you will build on it, you will never crumble. Let the enemy howl and let him rail, but this rock Christ Jesus will never fail. You're safe and you're secure in him. Hallelujah to God. Oh Lord Jesus, listen. He's told every one of us, take my words. Take my words. Believe them and do them. And you'll be saved. And you'll be kept. Jesus told Peter in Matthew 16:18, Simon, upon this rock, I will build my church. Whew. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter, look me in the eyes. Me and my teachings, my words is the rock.
Right.
I and my words are the rock. And if you build on that, you will never, ever fall and go down, Simon. Right. The enemy of your soul will not overcome. You'll never be led astray, and you'll never fail. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Mm-hmm. All right. What kind of foundation are you all building on? Stay with me just a few minutes more. Are you building on the rock or are you building on the sand?
Rock.
Listen to this. The words of Jesus as he tells about a wise man and a foolish man. One built his house upon the rock, and the other built his house on the sand. Both Matthew and Luke records it. So what I did, I took both of those gospels and I put them together because some had things that the other one didn't list. I put it all together. Matthew 7 and Luke 6, Jesus said, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock." Luke says this wise man digged deep. That takes determination. That takes a made up mind. How deep are you willing to go? Come on. I feel the Lord right here. How? Come on. Are you willing to dig as deep as it takes? Your news is nothing but total corruption and filth. Our streets are filled with sin. Come on. We all have our troubles and we all have our trials. And the devil would like to just take us and push us away and knock our feet out from under us. This wise man dug until he dug deep until he found the rock. How far did he go? How determined are you? Come on. How determined are you? Are you willing to keep digging? Keep digging until you know that you're secure. Praise him, church. Praise him right now. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. I found the rock, Jesus, and I'm so glad that I built my life upon you. I'm solid now. I paid the price to dig. Oh, God. Say it with me. He digged deep. He digged deep. And laid his foundation on a rock. Now notice, the rain descended, it fell in torrents, and the winds blew, vehement winds, and the floods arose, and the stream, Brother Ronnie, it beat vehemently upon that house. Vehemently means with anger. Can I tell you, the devil is angry? That stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. This man was blessed. His house was saved, and he made it to heaven. But listen, Jesus goes on to say, "But whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand." This man did not take time. He did not take the time. He did not take the construction of his life and his spiritual house serious. In his heart, he would not take into consideration that the same storm of trial and the temptation would soon eventually come his way. Yeah. He took a shortcut and would not take time to pray and would not take time to seek God and would not take time to read his Bible. And he was just in a hurry. He was occupied with other interests. And I tell you, that's the downfall of many in the church. They will not take time to spend quality time with the Lord in prayer and in his word to build something solid down in your heart, to bring a faith on the inside. We must take time with God.
Right. Amen.
Oh, Lord.
We must.
Oh, yes. God. Jesus goes on to say, the winds blew, the same winds blew. The rains descended, Brother Ron, and the floods arose and beat upon the foolish man's house. And it fell, and great was the ruin and the fall of it.
Right.
It makes me shudder. Anytime. Listen to me. The same effort that it took me to get this, it'll take not one speck less for me to keep it.
Right. Right.
Amen.
The effort that I made to get free and to be saved and to get my life changed, get the chains broken off of me, get the fetters burned off, get my sins cleansed. That very hard effort, Sister Alyssa, that I took to dig as deep as I could get to get up on that rock, it'll take that same effort every day.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Amen. Every day. If Brother Gary had that saying, what was it he said? Seven days makes 1 week. W-E-E-K. But if I lay out of the church 7 days without Jesus, I get W-E-A-K.
Right.
Come on. When we lose our desire, when we lose our fear of God, that's exactly what is wrong with our society. They have no fear of God.
Right.
No fear of God.
Right.
They don't even take into consideration that when they die here, Brother Gordon, they're going to face Almighty God. They will stand before God.
Yep.
Right. There's coming a judgment.
Right.
And if we, the way we die, the way we leave this world, I want to leave it knowing in my heart that I've got Jesus right here.
Yes.
I want to know.
Yes.
There's an effort in this, Brother Rod. There's an effort in this. Give me a desire.
Yes.
I witnessed to two people today, passed out tracks. Hey, Lord. I went to Speedway. There was a girl there waiting on me by herself. Looked like she's in her 30s. I looked her in the eyes and I said, I want to give you something to read. And I put that one out there. I don't give up. There is hope. And the other one, it showed a cross there. Jesus saves. And the other one, it was a talking about the Lord. And I said, God loves you. I said, Jesus saved me a long time ago. I said, just in a few more days, I'll be saved 50 years. I said, God loves you, sissy. She said to me, thank you for giving me those. She said, I will for sure read them. Hey, Lord, there's souls, Brother Ronnie. There's souls to reach. Are you willing tonight? Are you willing tonight to pray? I told the Lord when I pulled out of there and stopped at that red light, I said, God, fill me. Fill me with your love. Give me a greater desire, God. Raise your hand. Lord, don't let us lose the vision. Give us a greater love for you, Lord. There's souls are dying and they're going out into eternity lost without God.
Yes, amen. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Through the years, I have seen beautiful houses that were once a home fall apart and sink in destruction. I've seen many divorces, families split, children lost because people would not pray and obey God and love His house.
Yes.
I want to tell us all here tonight, you stand to lose everything you got if you don't serve God and give Him your all. You stand to lose everything.
Yes.
There are many things that if you lose them, you can never, ever get it back. It would behoove us right now to search our hearts and work on and strengthen the things that we have and don't let them slip. If you're here and you slipped an inch, you slipped a little bit in your vision and in your desire for God, run back to the Lord and say, Lord, plant my feet back on the rock. I don't want the wind, Sister Maria, to blow me away. The floodwaters are rising. The almighty waters of sin are rising, and they're beating against people's foundation. They're beating away, and houses are falling, and marriages are breaking apart, and children are going to drugs and alcohol. Don't you tell me that we don't need a solid foundation. Raise your hands unto the Lord. God help us. Oh, God help us.
She wants to come to the piano. I'll read you a poem that I just recently wrote. Oh, God. Y'all ready for this? God gave it. I looked out my door. I see water, storm, and mud. But I pick up my Bible. I see Jesus, the rock and the blood.
Woo!
Hey, Lord. Hey.
Come on.
As I look all around me, there's trouble in every place. But I run to my Bible and I find my God-sustaining grace.
Yes, yes.
Destructive winds of trial are now blowing. Surely my eyes have scanned, but I trust in my God eternal, and I'm held by his unchanging hand. Problems like storm clouds are gathering. You wonder if the rains will ever end, but we have God's precious promise. Child, I love you, and the sun's gonna shine again. All these years I've served him by faith, and his guiding hand I can trace. My blessed Savior has never left me. He has kept me by his marvelous grace. So I'll keep on a serving Jesus. I know that I'm never alone. Yes, there'll be a few more trials, but I know I'm gonna make it home. I'm too far in the race to slow up and quit now. My mom and dad and loved ones are waiting, and I long to Jesus bow.
Woo!
I want to praise and to thank him for saving my soul from sin. I want to hear him say to me, well done, my child, enter thou in. There'll be perfect peace and joy there. Where Jesus is the light, I'll rejoice forever in God's sweet presence with great delight. Just a few more steps to take, and maybe a few more miles to run. Our troubles will soon be over, and the last battle will be won. If you're able in this house, stand at your feet. I tell you, it's too late to get discouraged now. Hold on to the faith. Hold on to the vision. Are you willing tonight to go a little deeper? Are you willing tonight to dig a little deeper? Hallelujah, to build your house and to build your future upon God. If you do it, you will stand. Hallelujah. Let's find a place and pray. I don't have to beg you all here tonight. Come on, the word of God is true. God's a calling. The Spirit of God's a drawing. The Spirit of God's a calling to every one of our hearts. You want to stand in these evil days. Oh, Lord, if you want something that'll endure, run to Jesus.
As we travel along on this pilgrim way, we have burdens and hardness to bear. to bear. Oh, don't lose your vision of Jesus.
Build it. Come on, children, build it.
He cross heaven. Many friends and dear loved ones have lost their way. They have lost their mission of me. Don't ever turn back. Just keep traveling. Nothing in this world but sin. Don't ever turn back
never.
To the earthly cares, lest you lose your vision of
Lost their way.
They have lost their vision.